Chapter 4 Sweet Chahala. I gave Chahala milk from a bottle, and soon she accepted me as her parent. She lay on her back with the bottle between her paws. She was adorable, and she fascinated me. After a few weeks, our Arab neighbor told me, "Finish with milk now. She needs solid food now. She's big enough." I brought Chahala little pieces of fish and meat from the market. She loved the fish and ate it enthusiastically. Each day, I gave her different types of fish. But one night, her body was hot and her breathing was very fast. We called a vet, but he didn't find a reason for her illness.
"I'm sorry, but I can't help you."
In the morning, Chahala was much worse. I put her into my shirt, but she climbed out. She lay on the floor, very weak. Most of the time, she was quiet. I was desperate. How can I help her? I thought. After a few hours, she died, and I was desolate. Later, I discovered why. The marsh Arabs drug the local fish with very small amounts of a plant called digitalis. It's not dangerous to humans or bigger creatures, but it was too much for my very young otter. Some local boys, Amara and Thesiga, took me to the marshes in a boat. Gently, I placed Chahala's small body among the flowers in the water. "Goodbye, sweet Chahala," I said sadly. I didn't want to stay in that place without Chahala, so that night Wilfred and I said goodbye to our new friends.
"Everything will be okay," said Thesiga. "We'll find you a new otter."
We left the marshes and travelled to the port city of Basra.